We are continuing our look at Acts chapter 19, verses 8 through 10. Let me pick up at verse 9. But when some of them stubbornly refused to believe and publicly maligned the way, Paul took his disciples and left the synagogue to conduct daily discussions in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. Now, last time we saw that Paul had 3 months of Sabbath to be able to share Jesus Christ with the Ephesian synagogue. And it went pretty good for the first 3 months. But then Luke tells us that the normal set of circumstances reappeared. He says that the leaders of the synagogue stubbornly refused to believe. And we noted that Paul, being the consummate Jewish rabbi, the great debater of his day, if he shared Christ for 3 months and they stubbornly refused to believe, then they really, really did not want to hear this gospel. Well, this time, even though the synagogue leaders disinvited Paul from continuing his debates, his antagonists didn't force him to leave Ephesus like it happened in earlier places in the book of Acts. Now, I'd like us to notice another phrase in the passage. It's the phrase, the way. We might need a quick refresher on that designation, because the last time we saw it was clear back in Acts chapter 9. In Acts 9:2, we found a new designation for first century believers. We read about those, quote, who belong to the way. The way became a well-known appellation for the new Christian movement. Some have called the way the early Christian belief system. Its use in Acts 9:2, 19:9, 22:4, 24:14, and 24:22. Well, let me give you a sampling of those verses so that you can hear how it sounds. Acts 19:23 records, about that time there arose great disturbance about the way. Acts 24:14 records, however, I admit that I worship the God of our fathers as a follower of the way, which they call a sect. And then Acts 24:22, then Felix, who was well acquainted with the way, adjourned the proceedings. While the way became a term used by Jesus' early followers to signify their movement, they were, of course, not the first to use this designation. In the late 1800s, some fragments were discovered belonging to a group of Essenes later identified as the Zadokite work. In the Old Testament, Zadok, of course, was a priest. In Jewish history, the Zadokites were his descendants and the highest rank of priest. Well, during the 2nd century BC, the Zadokites separated from Orthodox Judaism, choosing an ultra-rigorous lifestyle and settling in Damascus. They used a term similar to the way to describe their community. So this is, in a sense, a reinvention of the Zadokites' choice of the term for themselves. So we have an Old Testament Hebrew, the way, and now, as we see in Acts chapter 19, we now have the Christians described in the first century throughout the Roman Empire as the way. We'll see what that leads to next time on Verse by Verse.